because in many ways, I was away during Walmart's greatest expansion. So when I came back, I just noticed this transition of there were Walmarts everywhere. And that what when we get up, what is it that typifies our experience? What goes before our eyes? And I've been really focused on what we do in an average day. And I was interested in art about everyday life. And one of the most common everyday activities in contemporary life is a form of shopping or consumption. And Walmart has an environment that has an infinite number of patterns, people, products. And in many ways, Walmart is the brand that houses all brands.
Now, for those who may not be familiar with your work, explain briefly what it is you paint. What is it you portray inside Walmart? What do you focus on?
For the past 8 years, the range has been wide. Sometimes I followed classic American blonde shopping. Sometimes I focused more on the products and the brands. And then other times it was just the idea of the average person just going about their day of getting the necessities of life.
And you didn't go into the stores and set up an easel, did you?
No, though that is starting to happen. I've been taking photographs, and, you know, I had been invited to leave a lot of Walmarts for taking photographs because most retail environments don't allow you to take pictures. That was pre-smartphones where it's really impossible now to monitor, but I just would go in and take pictures and then later make paintings. And I started thinking a lot about the post-impressionists painting the commercial boulevards of Paris and how in some ways I was painting the aisles of Walmart, and it was a similar capturing of time.
Interesting parallel, yeah. You mentioned you've been doing this for several years, and your paintings have done quite well, haven't they? If it wouldn't be too rude of me, what does a larger Walmart work of yours fetch?
By larger, like a 4x6 foot paintings, around $15,000.
Wow.
Some a little less, some a little more. And then there are a few big ones that are more. But, you know, there's still a lot of what I do is around a very small size, which is $1,000, $1,200.
With the success of your wall art, I guess I can call it wall art, you've been able to support yourself and your family, right?
It's been an interesting ride because I was doing it for a long time without under the radar, and then in recent years things have exploded a bit.
That's pretty rare for an artist. I was thinking the other day, I was talking to somebody about there are a lot of people in this country who paint as a hobby, but the number of individuals who really can make a good living at it, it's very small, isn't it?
It is a pretty narrow thing, which is partly why I started this group called EveryArtist.me. I think even more people could or should paint than do. If I can draw an analogy of people play basketball twice a week or tennis or do something athletic like that without thinking they have to be a professional. They do it because it feels good. It's good for the spirit, the body. And I would say a creative activity is the same thing. But for some reason, we get bent out of shape thinking about, well, why are you doing that? You're not getting money for it, or how do you get money from it? Whereas we never think that when we're going to go play basketball with a group of friends.
About a year ago, you were involved in an art demonstration with thousands of elementary school kids.
We got 8,500 kids in Arkansas to participate in a community art event. And so it was real world in that I visited 12 different schools. Everyone was working on a community-based idea. And then we created this app so that the images could be uploaded online. And then we had 35 busloads of kids over a five-hour period being delivered to this public space where they dropped their drawing down into the shape of the state of Arkansas. So there were a lot of different components of it. It was a pilot program to kind of set up a national art event, which is what we're trying to do in the fall of 2013.
And this is the Every Artist Me project.
Every Artist Me.
Okay.
And we're going to get 1 million kids to work along the same theme and digitally project their images, ideally on the Mall in Washington or on the Washington Monument. That's to be decided. But we're going to do a massive public display of these individual pieces.
And how's it being supported? How's it being funded?
Well, funded from individuals, corporations, things. We did a Kickstarter campaign, which was successful. We exceeded our 30,000 goal by getting 45,000. That was a good milestone, and we're raising money now.
As an artist who has achieved commercial and critical success, does that have an effect on your approach to art? Does it affect what you paint? Do you think about that?
You know, in some ways, you kind of censor yourself or criticize yourself whether you're selling paintings or not. You know, you always wonder if you could do something. You know, you're always doing your best, but second-guessing yourself. So I don't feel like that has really changed dramatically. I do feel the need, like when you're compelled, because if you know somebody's actually going to see it, you want to make sure you're doing your best, you know.
Brendan O'Connell is the Walmart artist. That's how he's known, I guess, right now, but is involved in many other things, including everyartist.me. Mr. O'Connell, thanks for taking the time.
I really appreciate it, Steve.